This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Last Friday's heated argument in the White House between President Donald Trump and Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky helped prompt another pro-Ukraine rally in downtown Milwaukee Sunday. By our estimate, it looked as though about 250 people demonstrated in front of the federal courthouse on East Wisconsin Avenue, enough that Milwaukee police closed off the block to vehicle traffic as a safety measure. Some of the protesters were Ukrainian Americans, including Karina Twidell. She read a statement from the American Coalition for Ukraine that blamed Friday's argument on the U.S. and called it a startling departure from diplomatic norms. Twidell also questioned a U.S. vote at the United Nations last week against condemning Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine 3 years ago.
Where the United States sided with Russia, North Korea, and Iran against Ukraine and our traditional allies are deeply concerning.
The U.S. supported a different resolution that did not call Russia the aggressor in the war or acknowledge Ukraine's territorial integrity. The Trump administration emphasized it called for a swift end to the conflict. But several Democrats who attended Sunday's rally also criticized the president's policies and actions last week, including Milwaukee House of Representatives member Gwen Moore.
I'm 73 years old. And this is the first time in my life that the United States has not been aligned with our European allies against aggression.
The White House Communications Office takes a much different view, issuing a statement that includes administration officials continuing to blame Zelensky for the Oval Office argument and claiming Trump is trying to achieve peace. Meanwhile, European leaders met with Zelensky Sunday and said a coalition of the willing will work on a new ceasefire proposal. That announcement is positive news for Wisconsin Ukrainians President Halina Salapata.
So hopefully that Europe will stand up to Russian aggressions, because Europeans, like no one else, know what the war means in Europe.
Some European leaders are also talking about a military force to help keep the peace. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.